When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 3 of Dare to Be. Today's devotion is titled, True Spiritual Worship. Ben Witherington III and Darlene Hyatt once wrote, Paul is suggesting that all of life should be doxological, an offering up to God, an act of worship. Our text again today is from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. According to Paul, in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, true spiritual worship involves surrendering one's body as a living sacrifice to God. Remember, it was Paul who wrote these words to the Christians at Corinth from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. As a Christian, your body houses the Holy Spirit, so setting it apart to glorify the Lord is pleasing to God. Worship is more than what you sing with your lips. It is how you serve Him with your life. This kind of worship is holy and acceptable. Timothy Keller explains Paul's descriptive words. Holy to God describes the quality of the life we should pursue. Pleasing to God describes its results. The gospel radically reorients our aim in life so that we are no longer hoping and seeking to please others or even ourselves, but our Father. As Paul put it to the Thessalonian church, we are not trying to please men, but God who tests our hearts. That's from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary add the following. Offering our body as a living sacrifice is holy and pleasing to God. To be a holy sacrifice is to be completely set apart for God and dedicated to His service. Those who are dedicated to God are pleasing to God because they can participate in His service. If we're not set apart from our old life, we will not be useful to God. Paul states that this type of sacrifice is your spiritual worship. The New Living Translation translates it as, this is truly the way to worship Him. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary are helpful again with this clarification. The Greek word for worship here refers to any act done for God, such as work that priests and Levites performed. Spiritual can also mean reasonable. To serve God is the only reasonable way to respond to His mercy. Ben Witherington III and Darlene Hyatt give this application to offering our bodies as spiritual worship. He unites worship with ethics, adoration with behavior. Those who have presented their bodies to God as a sacrifice belong no longer to themselves, but to God. The offerer no longer has the final say over his behavior. He or she is now God's property and must behave according to what God dictates. But God does not want a dead human sacrifice, but a living and lively one. He does not want something from us. He wants us. Worship is where the creature recognizes that he or she is a creature and God is the creator. It is an act of submission or ordering oneself under the divine. True spiritual worship is not simply done in houses of worship on Sunday. It is done through the temple of the Holy Spirit, our bodies, daily, as we surrender our lives to the Lord. Some questions to consider. In what ways is your life holy and pleasing to the Lord? Does the praise of your lips match the worship of God with your life? If so, how? If not, what needs to change? Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.